75 years ago, a tiny town on the western edge of the Navajo Nation became a prison for dozens of Japanese Americans who had never been charged with a crime. The notorious time in history continues to play out today in the halls of the U.S. Supreme Court, where even sitting judges call the World War II internment camp case a, quote, shameful precedent when it considers the so-called Muslim travel ban this year. From KJZZ's Front Terrace Desk in Flagstaff, Laurel Morales reports on the legacy of the 1943 prison camp.
During World War II, after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, President Franklin Roosevelt signed an executive order to lock up 120,000 Japanese Americans in isolation camps across the West. His order says, quote, "The successful prosecution of the war requires every possible protection against espionage and against sabotage." Historian John Westerlin says there were four reasons for the order. The first, he says, was racism that goes back to the North American slave trade.
The second reason was the wartime hysteria. The third reason was politics. And the fourth reason was greed.
The War Relocation Authority forced tens of thousands of Japanese American families to report to assembly centers where they were given their isolation camp assignments. They left their homes, their businesses, their farms. The Federal Reserve Bank estimates people lost more than $500 million in assets. That's more than $7 billion in today's dollars.
At the assembly centers, there were riots. In fact, at every assembly center and at every large internment camp, there were problems. They called them, quote, troublemakers, unquote. The War Relocation Authority, they had to decide, well, what are we going to do with these young men who were causing problems?
The authority decided to screen the prisoners. They asked them if they would swear allegiance to the United States and whether they would be willing to join the U.S. Armed Forces. In the documentary A Bitter Legacy, former prisoner Jim Tanimoto says he and many others refused to sign the agreement.
A soldier ran through our barracks shouting, "Get your ass out of bed and line up outside." And when we went outside, it was pitch black. Then they turned on the floodlights, and then we could make out a row of soldiers loading their weapons. That was the noise that we were hearing. They don't think we're humans. We're enemy.
So the feds rounded up all of these so-called troublemakers and sent them to an old American Indian boarding school in Loup. The Loup prison was the beginning of the end of the isolation camp era. In fact, the Loup Citizen Isolation Center, as it was known, was only in operation for part of 1943. The camp director, Paul Robertson, started looking through the files and discovered these prisoners hadn't been charged with crimes. There hadn't been hearings. And there hadn't been any sabotage committed by Japanese Americans.
During this film, I didn't realize the depth to which there was so much pain, so much loss.
Claudia Katanyanagi produced the film A Bitter Legacy. Relatives on both sides of her family, including her grandfather, were sent to isolation centers.
I didn't realize that they weren't in a position. I asked my mother, I said, "Why didn't you speak up?" She said, "We didn't even have the vocabulary at the time to think about, you know, our civil rights."
A few did stand up, including Fred Korematsu, who was arrested for failing to report for relocation. With the help of the ACLU, he fought his discrimination case all the way to the Supreme Court, which in the end upheld his conviction. 4 decades later, Congress launched an investigation that found suppressed documents showing the racist motivations behind the internment camps, and Korematsu's case was finally overturned. Korematsu versus the United States came up earlier this year when the Supreme Court upheld the travel ban. Justice John Roberts wrote that the Korematsu case was, quote, gravely wrong and unlawful, but went on to uphold the travel ban anyway. In the documentary, Korematsu's daughter, Karen, says her father would have been very upset.
Justice Roberts had issued the overruling of Korematsu versus the United States in the same breath as marginalizing another group of people. We need to learn the lessons of history from the Japanese-American incarceration of World War II. Then it was of their ancestry. Now it's their ancestry and their religion.
Although not much remains of the old Loup prison camp, Karen Korematsu says many remember. And she says we need to teach this generation and future generations they can make a difference. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.